further review with Matt Moscona, 100.3 ESPN New Orleans and 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge.
It is nice after like three consecutive shows of wall-to-wall talk about LSU Florida postponing games and all that stuff, the junk, to actually talk about football. Who better? Joe Lisi, GoForTheTwo.com, Yahoo Sports Radio. Become a good friend of the show. Joe, great to have you back, man. How are you?
I'm doing well, Matt. Always a pleasure. Love the show.
We will unfortunately have to get your take on LSU Florida because it seems like it's a prerequisite right now in Baton Rouge Radio or in South Louisiana. If you're going to come on sports radio, you have to talk about this. So we'll get to that, though, at the end. There are two top 10 matchups this weekend that I think both should be really one-sided. I'm curious your thoughts. Let's start in Knoxville, where number one Alabama goes to Tennessee. Brutal stretch for Tennessee, Joe, and they cap it off playing host to Alabama. Can they bounce back?
I think they can. I think Tennessee plays very well in this game, even though Alabama's dominated this matchup since 2011. Crimson Tide are 5-0 and have won those ball games by 23 points per game, Matt. Last two games have been decided by a total of 19 points. Throw the statistics out the window. For me, I think the X factor is Josh Dobbs, his ability to put pressure on the perimeter of Alabama's defense. Tennessee's going to have to force some turnovers, and that's been the issue. They're -3 in turnover margin, and more importantly, they're not getting a pass rush, only 9 total sacks through 6 games. But this team is playing emotional football. It's a rivalry game, and they can erase all the mistakes that they made last week in College Station. But again, I think this is a very difficult game. I think Alabama squeaks by with a 3-point victory.
Wow. Close game in Knoxville. If that happens, of course, that's the doomsday scenario for the Southeastern Conference office with the LSU Florida thing. The other game, again, the higher ranked team going on the road, Ohio State goes to Camp Randall to play Wisconsin. This is a team that had a bye. They lost their first game of the season to Michigan. Ohio State didn't look good throwing the ball last weekend. Does Ohio State keep rolling, or does Wisconsin assert itself as a legitimate contender?
No, I think Ohio State dominates this game. I don't think it'll be easy early on, Matt, but the X factor for me is JT Barrett. They're rushing for 323 yards on the ground. On paper, Wisconsin's defense very good. They're only giving up 90 rushing yards per game. But they haven't faced an offense with an athletic quarterback like JT Barrett that puts pressure on the edge. They faced Michigan. They faced LSU. More methodical ball control offenses that like to run between the tackles. JT Barrett's going to put pressure on the edge of Wisconsin's defense. And I don't think they have the speed to compete. And then you look at their offense overall with Hornibrook and Bart Houston. They're only averaging 191 passing yards per game and only rushing for 161 yards on the ground. This is a team as well that's even in turnover margin. I think Ohio State has way too many playmakers. It might be close early on, but in the fourth quarter, Ohio State pulls away for about a 17 to 20 point victory in Camp Randall.
What do you make of Wisconsin big picture, Joe? That's a team a lot of folks in South Louisiana are keeping an eye on, obviously, because they played LSU in that first game.
Yeah, and they played very well. I think they had some momentum carried over from that holiday victory over USC, but they're not running the football the way Wisconsin's used to running the football. They're only pounding the rock for 161 yards on the ground, Matt. Last year, they only rushed for 150 yards on the ground, but you look at the two previous years in Madison, how they used to run the football. They averaged 320 rushing yards in 2014 with Melvin Gordon and 283 yards in 2013. It's a considerable drop-off. That makes that offense one-dimensional where they can't work off a play action. And that's why teams now, like Michigan, had a read on the offense in third down and long situations. They can't make plays, and they don't have the speed on the perimeter to stretch opposing secondary. So it's going to be interesting to see how Wisconsin plays this matchup. But I think from a speed aspect, Ohio State has a considerable advantage in this game.
Joe Lisi's with us, GoForTheTwo.com. He's on Twitter at GoForTheTwo. There's only one other matchup this weekend between ranked teams. That's Ole Miss at Arkansas. Arkansas, obviously, the disappointing loss at home to Alabama. Ole Miss had the bye. Arkansas is fascinating to me because I thought this was the year where they might take that next step. Like, this was the open door for them, Joe, to take the next step and be a contender in the West. And they're 0-2 and staring potentially at 0-3 here with a ranked Ole Miss coming in. Do you think Ole Miss continues the misery for Arkansas?
I do. I think when you look at Arkansas defensively, the way you attack Arkansas is you have to throw over the top of their secondary. They're solid in run support, and they're solid between the tackles. But again, covering guys man-to-man is not their strength. Texas A&M took advantage of that in that battle in Arlington. And you look at Ole Miss's wide receivers. They're big, they're physical, and they could take the top off the defense in terms of their secondary. So I think Chad Kelly, if he plays in this game, should be able to attack Arkansas secondary. And I think they're having problems running the football consistently. They did plug in three new offensive starters on that offensive line. Austin Allen's first year in the system. I think it's going to be a long day for Arkansas, even though it's a home game. Keep in mind, this was the game that knocked Ole Miss out of the playoff picture with that monumental overtime loss last year in Oxford. I think they get revenge this year.
That 4th-and-25 fiasco that that Arkansas somehow pulled off. Hey, Joe, yeah. It's amazing looking at the schedule because there are so few matchups between ranked teams. But typically when that happens, that's when you see upsets happen. You get a highly ranked team with their guard down. Do you see anything on this schedule where you would put a ranked team or maybe even a top 10 team on upset alert?
I think it could be Alabama, strictly for the way that Tennessee's played them in recent years and because the way this team showed resolve over the last 3 weeks against Florida, against Georgia, and that second-half comeback against Texas A&M, the way they erased their mistakes and still had an opportunity to win that ballgame. For me, even though from an emotional aspect it may seem like Tennessee is down and out, I think they can be in this ball game, especially if they start fast, Matt. This team hasn't played a complete game from start to finish this year. It's either been a first-half performance or a second-half comeback. If they start fast on Jalen Hurts and that offense and force Alabama to play catch-up, could be a game, and I expect Tennessee to really look to erase all of that negativity from last week.
Duke at Louisville on a Friday night. Any chance for the upset with the Blue Devils?
No, I don't know about the upset. I just think Duke plays this game a lot closer than people think from the Vegas aspect of things. They're at 34-point underdogs. I just think that Louisville won't take Duke seriously in this battle. I think Duke can run the football and keep this into a low-scoring game. But in the end, I see Louisville picking up about a 20-point victory.
Joe Lisi, GoForTheTwo.com. He's on Twitter at GoForTheTwo. Just when you think the action isn't going to be that compelling, Joe, that's when we have a wacky weekend. Maybe we're in store for it this weekend. We'll see. We'll be watching. We appreciate the time as always, man.
Oh, love the show, Matt. Anytime. Go Tigers.
Thanks. Oh, wait. Joe, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Joe, Florida LSU, give me your take. I told you, it's a prerequisite. Give me your take.
I think they have to play this game somehow, some way. I understand LSU's AD Joe Oliva saying they need a home game, but this is a big conference game that has repercussions for division titles and possibly the SEC championship. You have to find a way to play this game. And again, I understand it's South Alabama, it's a home game, but really, SEC fans deserve to watch this game play out on the field.
Should have been played this weekend. And LSU ain't giving up a home game, man. It's going to be, I'm telling you.
I don't know why they didn't. They should have. Georgia, South Carolina did.
Everybody did. Literally, everybody else did or had a contingency. It's been a massive failure on the part of Greg Sankey to let this get to the point that it has. And Joe, I don't know where the resolution is, man, but we'll see. Hey, man, great to visit. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Anytime, my friend. Love the show.
Thanks. Be well. That's Joe Lisi again on Twitter at GoForTheTwo, the numeral two. GoForTheTwo or GoForTheTwo.com, Yahoo Sports Radio. Guy's got like a dozen different affiliations where he contributes, but he's really, really good. Always appreciate chatting with Joe for a few minutes.